I'm Sterling BF at the Heart of the Arts on KBOC. Tomorrow evening, the Mesa Arts Center welcomes two renowned soloists who formed a partnership about 7 years ago that resulted in a remarkable recording that I freely admit I did not see coming. Harp and guitar was not a combination that had ever occurred to me, but when the artists are harpist Yolanda Kononosis and guitarist Jason Vio, well, you know it's going to be something special. I sat down with them yesterday and first asked how the two professors at the Cleveland Institute of Music began their collaboration. Cleveland Institute, you're both there. That's when you first met.
The connection.
Because, you know, every flute player, you're their favorite person, right? Every flute player wants to play with a harp or a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
But when does it come to you to say, hey, harp and guitar, let's get together and do
this? Well, you know, now, Jason, I've got to say, we tell the story a lot, like how we started playing, but I think our first contact was you asking me to play that Hovhaannes.
Was it me?
I think it was.
Oh.
I don't think I just stopped you in the hall and said, hey, let's play together.
No, I thought that was what it, but I didn't know, of the Hovhaannes though. I think you had told me that there was a piece.
I think both Jason and I are very, very grateful for all the collaborations we've had. We've toured with all sorts of different individuals and groups and, you know, and continue to some. But I think, you know, very often those things emanate from, you know, a pairing with someone else on your management's roster.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's the introduction to those things. And I think what was cool about this, at least for me, was that, you know, we played together before we decided to make a duo of it. It felt like a very kind of organic reason to want to play together because we just kind of...
We would just rehearse at school around our lessons so we could try it out without any pressure of having to do anything further. So
And also just kind of, you know, we have a real similar kind of approach to things and music and life, and we goof around a lot, and we also rehearse some, but but neither one of us needed another thing to do, you know. We weren't looking for gigs and stuff, but it just seemed to be something that was just really fun, and the repertoire was kind of intriguing, that, you know, there was some repertoire already existing. But I think it was intriguing to both of us to try and get some new repertoire composed.
When it came time to think about who to approach to build this repertoire, Shocker seems natural. There's a flutist. There's a guy who knows your instruments really well.
Gary Shocker plays harp. He has been teaching himself to play the harp for a while now.
Yeah, for a while. I just asked him, I said, if you're practicing every day, do you want to write us a piece? And, and sure, like a month or two later, there it was in the mail. It was great.
And it's a good piece. I mean, we got the title of our album from that piece, which is the title of one of the movements, Together. And that was kind of born of the comment we get so much when we play together is that, you know, you can't tell which one of us is playing sometimes.
Another composer you approached, also at Cleveland, was Keith Fitch.
Keith Fitch.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's, again, a blend. That's like a total kind of blend. The knocks, I can't even tell when I listen to it where
who's
is that
knocking?
My is that my knock or is that or like is that like yeah. Even I mean we were
who's
performing
knocking?
Yeah who's yeah the chords and this kind of thing that's like a total like where he's like to use Yolanda's term guitarp
yes
piece
that's right
you know it's like the two instruments are like one sort of big instrument.
Tell me about the Suite Magico. It came out about the time you recorded it, but it's not when you commissioned, right?
No, we didn't commission that.
No. It was just not it was not published when we started playing it, and you know.
But you knew about the piece.
Well,
you told
one of
me
my
that.
Students is just a real researcher, and she discovered this, and she figured out a way to contact him, and he sent just a PDF of this thing. I think when we first went through it was just sort of like, wow, this is we gotta play this is awesome.
Well, he's a great guitarist. I mean, he I my very first commercial CD, I played three preludes of his on a Naxos CD from 96.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah, that's the same guy, Máximo Diego Pujol, yeah.
I could talk to you guys all day. If I'm left to my own devices, I will too. Yolanda Cononassis, Jason Vio, welcome to the Valley, back to the Valley for both of you.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yolanda Cononassis and Jason Vio will appear tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Mesa Arts Center. Now, without the conversation, here's a bit of what we have to look forward to tomorrow night, the Vals from the Suite Magica by Máximo Diego Pujol. At the Heart of the Arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.